my money man, and I hope he's your money man because he's wicked smart about this stuff. Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk. Just give me your best fifth grade explanation of first GameStop and now Reddit. It seems to me like the wheels are coming off in any kind of sanity involved with Wall Street, that this is now not fake news, it's fake stocks. Is that too strong, Brian?
I like the way you put that, Scott. I don't know if it's too strong. I mean, I think this is real stuff that's going on out here in the market. But I tell you what, it's been some craziness that, you know, the elites really don't like this. You can see already they're trying to shut down this Reddit group. They're trying to shut down some of what's been going on some of these various trading platforms. The simplest explanation I can come up with is the little guy sticking it to the big guy, turning their trade against them. And that's taken some of these short positions like GameStop and AMC and BlackBerry, and they've run those stock prices up where the hedge funds usually take advantage and run them the other direction. And I tell you what, Wall Street does not like that.
Is it good for the investor, though? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, the mega investors that you advise and help. I'm talking about the little guy. I'm talking about my measly little fund you're managing. What about us?
Well, I think anytime the little investor, I mean, that's who I primarily represent is the little investor. And anytime that they can get a leg up, I'm all for that. So when we can start doing things here on Main Street instead of Wall Street, I'm all for that. Would I recommend any of these trades? Absolutely not. Right now we're dealing with a total cowboy situation. I call them cowboy stocks because, you know, they're the kind of things when a cowboy falls off his horse, he doesn't cry. He just gets back up on the horse. And these stocks, when they start coming back home, are going to end up with a lot of these small investors crying. I hate to say that. And at this point in the trade, we've seen it where a lot of these big institutions have switched sides. They've come into this, and it's no longer just the little guy in these trades. But what it's done is it's really awakened the general public to what goes on in some of these Wall Street trades and the fact that, you know, they like these rules when it's applying only just to them. They like these rules when they can manipulate a stock and drive it down or up or something like that. But when the little guy bands together on a website like Reddit or something like that and does it against them, they don't like it. I don't know if you heard this, Scott, but a lot of these Reddit users that actually had a Facebook group as well, Facebook has canceled that. It's almost like the cancel culture they did to Trump and to Parler. Now they're doing that to some of these little investors who had band together.
And this David Portney, as a result of what you just talked about, who's this, you know, I don't know, celebrity in the internet world, right? Founder of, these Barstool Sports Brands. He's saying people should go to jail over this scandal. You know, I got a text from a listener. I want to ask you get your take on what he's saying. He's saying, Scott, you really need to do some research this weekend and pivot the theme to Reddit. It is the power of the people that we have been looking for. The elites are trying to stop it hard. It will expose the criminal nature of the elitist. What else can we do with that platform? Send a message to politicians to weigh in on legislation, so forth. Maybe crazy, but it's the first breath of fresh air I breathed in months. Is he right?
Well, it's interesting because, he's talking about the power of social media and the power of some of these sites. You know, I had talked to you once, Scott, about that other site out there that was supporting Donald Trump, the Donald.win. And you can see a whole bunch of people on there that are voicing concerns and putting things out there. Here's a group on Reddit that the same thing. They're getting together to talk about, you know, using some of these stock trading tools and things like that. And so, I think when you get, you know, just to use that Reddit group for an example, it went from 1 million people to 3 million people. It's up to 5 million users in that Reddit group right now. And so when you get 5 million small voices together, you end up with a nice large voice, and hopefully you can get something done. The problem still goes back to just what they did to Donald Trump and conservatives on these various sites is Reddit can just turn them off anytime that they want. And you're seeing that the same group was on another place called Discord. They got turned off there. They got banned on Facebook. And so guess what? We've got a bigger problem here. The minute the people, start to exercise and group together as a voice, there's these powers that be, if you will, that run these big social sites, probably encouraged by elements of the government that are saying, hey, shut that down. They shut down trading in some of these stocks. They shut down some of these various Reddit sites. And that's the problem we're dealing with right now is censorship. It really comes down to that.
And David Portney slamming the Robinhood app amid all of this and suggesting people should go to jail. That's a little chilling, isn't it?
Well, think about this, Scott. So you've got these, just what this, you know, person who texted you was saying, hey, let's band together. Let's take control of some of these things. Let's send a message. And so you have all these people who banded together on Reddit and said, hey, here's a strategy we're going to use. They're all individuals. They can do or not do their own things, but they decide to all do the same thing. And they're doing things. And what happens? You get a place like Robinhood where a lot of these trades are going on. Also TD Ameritrade, some of these other companies, basically all of a sudden stopped allowing their users to trade those stocks. So just think about that. You're an individual investor. You're calling whatever platform that you do business with and saying, hey, I want to exercise a trade. I want to buy some of this GameStop stock. And they won't let you do it. They say, sorry, you can't. But yet, guess what? The hedge fund people, they don't have their hands tied behind their back. So, yeah, all of a sudden, when these tools are being used the other direction, they're being taken away from us, we the people, again. But yet the elites at the hedge funds, guess what? They have all their same trading tools. Nothing's been blocked for them. And so, yeah, you know, is that a crime? I don't know. You know, somebody at Robinhood might argue that they were just managing the risk for their company, and there's probably some validity to that. But it gets awfully suspicious. My guess is some people who move a lot of big money around that is very profitable for some of these companies made some phone calls, and the next thing you know, you've got, you know, a lot of these stocks being blocked on these various trading platforms.
All I know is this is not for the faint of heart, and, you know, what they do at Collins & Clark, normally for folks that have, you know, assets of a half a million or more to be able to really move that needle for you, but occasionally they take runs like me, do some incredible work helping folks maneuver these shark-infested waters. So he's my money man. I hope he's yours, too. 235-0119. 235-0119. Give him a call at Collins & Cronk. Fargo, thanks for the good advice, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.